Hey everybody, and welcome to another podcast for the Mario Party Legacy Forum and site. Today we got more than usual, more Mario Party 9 news. Mario Party 9 news has been coming out everywhere, and today we probably got our biggest update yet. So we'll go over that with our cast today, which includes HJ.
Hey everyone.
Dark Boo.
Okay, hello, how you doing?
Sunflora.
Hello there.
And Super Zambazy.
Hey.
So, before we get into the Mario Party 9 news, just like last time, we're just going to get a quick consensus of what everybody's been doing lately. Starting off with Super Zambazy.
Alright, so I have a pretty long commute to school. It's about an hour long, so I usually play a lot of offline gaming then. I have my 3DS. I'm still playing Mario Kart 7. This is when I get the stuff, like the unlockables done, like play 50cc. Like, I'm not going to do that. My regular time. I'll do it when I have nothing else to do. That's what I'm doing then. Pushmo. I started Pushmo. The levels actually are pretty good once you get a little further into the game. Kind of easy. Tutorial's really long. Whatever. That's how games are, though. And I tried the demo. Has anyone else tried the demo? I mean, the Revelations demo for Resident Evil?
No.
No.
No. Come on, guys. It's free.
I haven't tried it.
All right, whatever. And when I'm actually at home, I'm still playing Half-Life, and I actually started getting back into Battlefield 3. Multiplayer, of course. Stopped playing for a while, but yeah, that game's addicting. Just leveling up and everything, Battlefield 3. Does anyone else play?
No.
No.
God, tough crowd. All right. Yeah, that's it for me.
All right. So, Aisha, what have you been doing lately?
Well, actually, I'm heading overseas tomorrow, Friday, on US time, and I am actually going to be away for about 3 weeks. So, and today, actually, I was originally not going to be able to make the podcast because my grandmother actually left Australia today, and actually, because it was delayed, I actually made it, so that's all lucky. In terms of what else I've been doing, game-wise, mainly just Zelda 2 again. It's actually, even though I've actually maxed out Link's stats quite a bit through just level grinding and all that, it's still actually really hard at some points, and there's some really annoying enemies that will just knock you into the lava and you lose a life, and you just scream at the game. It's just like, what the hell? Besides that, Mario Kart 7 I've been playing a little bit less. I prefer online. I don't see what's the point of playing too much local. Offline gaming. Besides that, I haven't been doing too much. I'm still floating around the forums and Tumblr, and that's pretty much it for me.
For Zelda 2, I can't stand those random encounters. I just can't do it. Like, this is Zelda. What's going on? Yeah.
All right.
So, Sunflower, what have you been doing lately?
Well, game-wise, I've been playing Mario Kart 7, trying to find that perfect vehicle for me. Otherwise, TV-wise, I've been watching my sitcoms, Tyler Perry's House of Pain, you know, Meet the Browns.
Yes!
Yes! otherwise, I've just been on forums lately, doing my game Mario Party Interactive Forecast, and yeah, that's pretty much it for me. Not a lot going on, as usual, but hey, I'm happy.
As long as you're happy. So, Dark Boo, yes. What have you been doing?
What have I been doing? If it wasn't for me, this whole week, it's turmoil. I can't take this week. I have from AP calculus test, I have AP chemistry test, and that fool wanted me to come on Wednesday. Who he think he is? But besides that school, I haven't been playing any games because it was or school or homework or some project that I forgot to do or didn't want to do, or the game I'm trying to do, finish up quickly, Mario Party 4 style adventure. That game is taking a large toll of my free time since I have to do this set of images, do these mini games over, critique about Mario Party 9, the ad for that game, and then do this other stuff, and then kind of plan ahead for other games. So, game-wise, none. If I have the time to go outside or anything, that's impossible. On forums, I've been jumping through forums. The only time I go on a forum is Mario Party Legacy. That's the only forum I went on. If I went on Mario Party forum, and because some random bull is going on there, or I just want to laugh. But otherwise, that's it. My life has been, my week has been kind of crap. That's probably it.
What about MPI? Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, for myself, I've just been. Well, I went to Minnesota for the weekend because I had to go see my grandma. She's not feeling that well, so my dad decided to go take a trip, and me and my sister went on with her. I went him, so that was my weekend. Then I had to go back to school this week. I had the last week off, like, because there was exams. I didn't take any exams, so this week started back school. I don't really play much games. So, you know, it's just the same little Madden there because I had to do the videos. And then I played all the Mario Party 8 minigames because I plan on putting those up on the main site, a minigame demonstration video. So I did all that last night. So, yeah, that's basically what I've been doing.
But, cool.
Yeah, what were you going to say about MPI?
Oh, I wanted to just say to Boo that he's also been on the MPI MPFS hideout forums because he didn't mention it.
Oh yeah. I've been posting. Oh yeah, I've been testing so many things. I've been trying to do this, do that, trying to untangle this, retangle. I don't know the opposite of untangle. Tangle back this and that. I've been doing too much.
So with that out of the way, now we can focus on Mario Party 9. I'm sure a lot of people are wondering what's new Mario Party 9. Seen the forum already, maybe. But just some opinions, starting off with, we had 12 new screenshots on the 23rd of January. So, what do you guys think of those?
These images, they give some info, and some they just show in the minigame. Like the first 1, 2, 3, 4, the first 6 are board map images. And out of them, I say about 3 of them give some, no, 4, I gotta say 4. Four of them give info about that type of board map, and then some other cool mini games that to me one look hard. I'm not gonna lie, one of them look hard. Cause usually when I play Mario Party, the mini games I can go through it with a breeze, but the one mini game look hard, especially that one where they have to. I think they in a bubble and they catch a balloon, but they gotta watch for the spike ball. I'm looking at like. Oh yeah, I can do that, and this line in my head. But besides that, we got. Let me scroll up. Let me start from the beginning. Sorry.
Yeah.
We got the one with Yellow Toad. I think he is explaining the Toad Road. Like usually they said, do you want to hear how to play this board map or explanation? Yeah. I think he is explaining what to do. Like.
Yeah.
And this one, he said, keep collecting mini stars as you make your way to the Bowser Gate. Sorry. I think he was just trying to explain. I want to know what the Bowser Gate. I know Bowser Gate, that's probably like the end, and it looked like right at the end is a boss space.
May I just interrupt there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is that red stop space, which is, as we've seen next to the castle also earlier, that's a boss space, as far as we know anyway.
So it looks like it kind of just halts your spot, because it doesn't matter, you have to go to the boss, it just kind of stops you, no matter what you get.
So if you roll, if you thinking about taking a high number just to get past it, you got to think again.
I think you just wasted dice roll. Like, exactly. It's not a big deal. You got to stop there anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The second image, I don't even know. If I'm looking at it right, Wario's the captain for this one.
Right. But all the dice.
Yeah. Yoshi hitting a die block, the side of number, and I think they current roll, they total, the sum of their rolls are 9, and they have the roll up to, I think, up to 16 or higher to jump over the gap.
That's
what I've been thinking, yes.
Yeah, and the green and red represent other people who already rolled.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's a good point, actually. I never thought about it. I thought that was just some sort of funky colored bar. But yeah, that actually works really well as different players.
Oh, that makes
And also, just another thing, at that point in the board, on the revised Toad roadmap, that's the split between the what I'm just calling them, the good route and the bad route. The good route having the blue minis star spaces and the bad having the purple minis star spaces. So, yeah, if you fail, you fall down and basically everyone's unhappy.
And based on Cook's synopsis, I think whoever the green player, they roll 1-4, and whoever the red player, they roll, well, red's the first player, they roll 5, so that's why they got 9, so I guess 2 more people supposed to roll the die block. Hopefully they get a 16 or higher, because if somebody ruin me and take a 1, we're going to have a problem.
We're going to have some problems.
The only question I have about 16 is because that has an average of 4 for everyone, which is a little bit high. Like, I can understand why it's there, but it's sort of biasing against people going down the bad route.
Yeah, I think it's like you're supposed to go down the bad route more than you go down the good route. Like, they make it hard to go down the good route.
To me, it's like an equal chance, because for 4 people, they have to roll 4 or higher, and the die rolls is 1-6, so you got half a chance for everybody. But it just, the problem is that if somebody don't roll their 4, 5, 6, and then roll a 1 or 2, we gonna the next player gonna be like, I got you now. You gonna land on this three purple star space down here.
On the next screenshot that we have, there's a cancel space. Like, why does that the castle there? I don't know what that was.
Yeah, that's just the
boss space that you just stop at, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're facing the other way, though.
Yeah, because I think they...
Yeah, it is. I think on the... Let me just have a quick look at Toad Road's image again, because I've got that up. For some reason, the little signpost on the Toad Road map, I'll probably just give you guys the link, and... Hold on. Yeah, the stop space thingy is facing the same way as it is on the other space, but the sign has it the other way, which is, like, weird. I don't know why. But both that stop space, which is green, which is near the cannon on Toad Road, as well as the boss spaces, they are actually facing the same way, that little stop sign.
Yeah, I noticed how the spaces are, like, the... I'll call them double arrows. We're going to call them double arrows for now. I think they move up and move back. I've noticed that the spaces for the move up is pointing in the direction you're moving in, and for the move back, it's pointing in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
All right, one thing I realized, so I'm the Toad Road map that you brought up. There's a green cancel space, too, by that cannon to the left side of the board. I just realized that. Yep. So.
And I noticed on the trailer the first thing they start off is them blasting in the cannon, so I want to know what that space is for.
So we'll go to that,
We'll talk about that a little bit later when we actually talk about the trailer. So let's carry on to the next screen, if I can actually get it up on my screen, sorry.
Oh,
so the next one after that. Yeah, the next one is the captain event.
Yeah.
For me, I am thinking that conveyor will shift the position of the 4 players.
Yeah.
So Daisy will turn up on the right side. I don't know about why the way Jay can't determine from here. I guess the happening spaces, or event spaces as they're called in this game, they would probably change the direction of the conveyor belts, I think.
I thought it swapped position. Not swap position. I thought it just switched where they are located at. But I would not know. The only thing is green, and event spaces.
Yes. The one thing I'm just wondering, I think you guys are wondering as well, is this actually part of the board or some sort of inaccessible area? Like, what are your thoughts at the moment?
Yeah. That's why I thought it was like on Toll Road, that 9 island, when they like it said Captain Event, and they showed them blasting off to that island. And you just see all the mini stars there. I think it's like somewhat that type of area for this board map.
Yeah, because all the spaces are green too. So
We will probably talk about that a little bit later when we refer to the trailer as well. Next one is Mario freaking out at the bottom with the 4 spaces left. I noticed that the space that they're on is not an event, but it's actually the purple sort of rotating arrows.
Oh,
and I also, that's what that space is.
If you look, they still have 4 spaces left, so they didn't actually land on it. I
Yes.
So you just pass over and it's nothing?
I think what I thought about when looking at that screen, it's sort of like, what did I say again? I think that maybe the captain changes mid-travel. I don't know. It could be the same with the Boo's Horror Castle event, where they pass that space and the Boo appears, freaks out Toad, I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
It could function in the same way. Maybe the captain changes midway, so it's effective with skipping that captain from rolling, because I think at the moment we're still having, like, captains changing every turn or something.
The next screen. This one had me puzzled at first, because I see they're going on a loop. Literally going on a loop. They're running. Please don't tell me they're running all the way back to that other part of the board map where it's literally at the beginning.
Yeah. Well, it depends which event space you land on, because that is a clockwise loop, and you saw in the trailer as well that the spaces rotate and depending on where you land. So if you land where they did, then you just get shunted much closer to the path, but if you land a bit further back, you might get sent further back or further forward.
I really hate those kind of mechanics. Yeah. What was it in the DS one, in the Donkey Kong one, when you get on the vines?
Oh yeah,
going back and forth. Like,
that was the worst thing ever.
I just want my
especially
star.
In the last five turns when you just want to get the stuff. Oh, just one other thing. It's always really cool having like mini stars in normally inaccessible paths. And as you can see, there's three mini stars between the blank green space and the happening event space closer to. To the bottom, and on the other side, you can see two mini stars, the purple ones.
Yeah.
That are between places which you could not normally cross without landing on the event space. So I think that's actually pretty cool. You can utilize them to your advantage, but if you stuff up, then, well, pain to you.
Yeah, I see that when you land on the event space, the conveyor belt switches, but I see that if you did not land on that event space, you would have got the five mini stars, but now since you did, you're going to get the three mini stars. And then it looked like if that position was right where it's at now, somebody landed in that event space, they would have been losing three mini stars.
Yeah. It's perfect to just completely piss off your opponents just like that.
Also,
yes.
For this image, this looks like it's just the first half of the board. It looks like if that's the mini boss and you actually go to a second part that hopefully is bigger, because this is really short.
This is tiny. What I was thinking is possibly that, like, just one of my thoughts, other than being possibly inaccessible, maybe the captain event that we discussed about earlier is actually just from the continuation of going into the pipe in the first But I don't know. Oh. We won't know until we get more screens or vids.
Or when we actually have the game.
Yep.
Yes. All right. Next one is talking about.
Yeah, we'll just discuss all these minigame ones in general, so here, since it's not much discussed about minigames, but.
Yeah, so this one's the dolphin one. I mean,
everybody was like, oh, wow, dolphins. We're so happy. The minigame just looks pretty standard. I guess you'd use like the Wiimote to flick your dolphin up, which is probably an annoying controls game. But
sounds exciting.
Dolphins.
I have another thing to say about that minigame, but that's in the trailer part. We got to get to the trailer part, because... That's when I have that question. Well, my question is about that part.
Okay, and then there's this platforming one that kind of reminds me of Lift Leapers from Mario Party. Not Lift Leapers. The game with the leaps in Mario
what
Party
goes 5.
Up from
Leaf Leap.
Oh, yeah, it does as well. But I think it reminds me of What Goes Up as well for some reason.
Yeah, that I was about to say that too.
Yeah. Sorry.
One thing... That's okay. The one thing which I was thinking, I don't know, do those green blocks drop or are they just squishy? Because you can see that Yoshi is jumping off one.
I don't know, they look
down.
Squishy to me. But
pretty much.
And of course, they're also solid blocks as well, which don't bounce.
I know that there's no timer, so most likely, I think that if you stay on that block, and if it sinks, and then you jump on the other block and it sinks, I think you just pretty lucked out.
So you pretty much just bounce your way all the way up to the top. That's what it looks like. Just bounce from one to the other.
What about the other one?
Oh, no, it's I just looked it up from Mario Party 3. Awful Tower.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Awful Tower.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. So throw that out.
The next one, there's, like, jump roping. It looks like you have to hit buttons to continue jump roping until you get to the end.
Yeah, it looked like you gotta press the buttons in that order in that elapsed time, in that time limit. And I don't know what happens if you mess up, but I think that you gotta press that, you gotta do that combination in the time limit.
Yeah, and then, not enough to say about that game, but, I don't think it reminds me of any game, but, except for maybe, I don't know, just any game that has, like, those kind of button pressing. There's usually one of those in every game, so.
Yeah, just more scenery. Change of scenery, pretty much.
Then the next one, this one, Dark Boy, you said this one was kind of hard.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is hard. It looked like it.
I'm wondering that if, like, because it looks like it's like that Wii Play minigame where you kind of just move it around the mine trying to collect the balloons. I'm just wondering if you hit someone else, do you, like, bounce off and everyone just goes crazy and, like, everyone loses? Or...
Interesting.
Kind of I can't really tell. You just take a one-shot die or something.
Yeah. That one looked like if you... I feel bad if you pop your balloon at... I mean, your bubble. Woo!
I actually hope this is, like, bumper balls where you can push people into it and they kind of just... Yeah.
That would be so rude. That would be so rude, and yeah. I wish a computer would.
So that's what Mario Party is about. Ruining that, friendships.
That's trifling. That's not rude. That's trifling.
So, yeah. And then the next one, I don't understand this one. Anybody can help me with it. But these guys just looking up and all over the place.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Dance Revolution.
Yeah, it looked like a remake of that. Like they got a. I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, wait, Toad standing on a stool. It's like Shy Guy standing on a stool too. I don't know. That's just because they're short,
I thought it was because they're short. Now it's 2v2 minigame. I thought it was because they're short. Compared to Peach, who like the tallest.
Yeah, and then the last one is just like a painting game. It was like you have to try to occupy the most space on the painting area. That's what I was thinking.
That means you gotta take your little area. That means don't interfere with other people's business. That's what it is. Don't interfere with other people's stuff. And I bet you a computer or my mother would do that. Just go in there and interfere with my little drawing. We would have problems too. Because I can't stand somebody trifling in Mario Party. Because some people go out their way just to make you lose. And I feel bad about this being the party adventure mode. Because if somebody does that just to get on my nerves, we might have a problem. I'm not going to that Bowser Gate with only 3 mini stars.
So, all right. So,
exactly.
Yeah, and then on the next day, right after, they released another batch of screenshots.
Not even 24 hours, we already got another batch.
Yeah. We saw more of boss battles and stuff like that. More inside looks at that. Starting off with the blooper one.
And you think this one, it's kind of the end because it looks like it's dying, but it looks like he's just waking up because
he has a new
theater.
He has a new life bar.
So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His life bar is full. I don't know if that's like the... Like that, him waking up, finally realizing that somebody's shooting at him.
Or maybe he's getting stunned.
You're fine.
Alright, so where are we?
We are in the new batch of screens. By the way, everyone, HJ kind of dropped the call for a bit, if you didn't notice.
He's back.
Sorry about that, guys. It's just my internet, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so second.
So anything
just
else
give me
the
a point.
One?
The second boss battle, I don't know, some people say it's random. I don't see any randomness in here.
One thing I noticed is Mario is not there. It looks like he died.
Yes, Mario is not there. What the hell?
It looks like he died in battle.
Aw, poor Mario.
Yeah, there are 5 tracks and 2 of them are like... You get hit by a chomp, so possibly you might actually just lose a turn or something. That could be a possibility.
It looks like Shane Chomp's about to die in that one.
It looks like he's angry.
Oh, yeah, it is. The eye is not normal, it's the angry eye. maybe he's just going to get crazy. But yeah, it looks like it's on a new type of board as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that was my question. Do you guys think this is a new board?
Yeah.
Lava board?
Yep.
A lot of minigames actually have a lot of mountain themes. Like, you see
yeah, I thought it was a mountain desert area.
Mm-hmm. Like the new Super Mario Brothers mountains, they're showing up in a lot of the minigames, so I'm like, yeah, okay, that might actually happen.
Maybe. And then, that's a change out. The next one is the painting game that we talked about, like, a few minutes
ago. We've seen this one, like, four times.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the stamp out game.
But because I missed... Yeah, Cook, sorry, can I just add something? Because yeah. I wasn't on before, but... between this screen and the one before, I noticed that there's actually, like, ink meters as well for each player, so... But probably that factors in as well as the timer. Like, you couldn't see it very clearly in the other one, but this one you can see the ink rather clearly.
Yeah, it looks like the ink changes. What they call that? I don't know. Explosion? I put like that, explosion. Because it looks like one person, they splat their ink and they go this far, and the other person, they splat their ink and go more further. I don't know the name. I can't get the word.
I'm thinking, and also, this game's probably just going to be like point your Wiimote at the screen and press A. Sort of
yeah.
Yeah. Goomba Bowling, I think we've seen that quite a lot as well.
It's kind of like known as an extra game, not really a mini game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They've said that a few times. But I really like it. It actually looks fun, unlike the other bowling one in Mario 8.
Yeah, from Mario 8. Because that was like a clone of Wii Sports as bowling, which is like, what? The other thing I'm wondering is. Would that game, and would the Goomba Bowling have frames, or just one frame and that's it?
I would think it had the full 10 frames, because I don't think one's enough, you know.
For extra mode?
Yeah. That'd be lame with just one frame.
Yeah. And then the next one, this one looks interesting. It looks like you have to try to hit the outer edges as much time as possible on a rotating device thing.
So most likely you'll have your Wii Remote in a horizontal position.
Uh-huh. But what's interesting is that there's the high score is 75, and you only have, like, 30 seconds. So I don't know what's going on. Like, what do you do? So they give you three digits, so...
I guess the possibility is some people would just keep spinning their Wiimote as a possible way to win. Yeah, that, which brings to the question, will the marble fall off the disc? From the image, I can't really tell, but it looks like there's some sort of... elevated section on the outer edge that probably prevents the marble from falling.
Yeah, well, actually, the one with Peach, I don't even think Peach is there, kind of. Oh, never mind, that's a marble. That's my bad. But yeah, you're right, the one with Peach, it looks like there's an edge on it. It looks like the ball can't get out.
Mm-hmm. So, next image, same dolphin one.
Yeah, the dolphin one. There's not much else to explain about. Just, you know, you probably shake the remote to go up into the range or something.
This image is the jump again. Again, you can see that Mario is probably near the goal. So I'm guessing because the blocks are so far apart, they must be either using the blocks to spring jump or they have really big jumps.
Yeah.
But I can't tell.
Mm-hmm. Which is actually possible.
The next two are pretty interesting, though, because they introduce a new board, it seems like.
Underwater board we've been talking about for quite a while. Calling it the... It's not even underwater.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're underwater.
And I do think the submarine would be underwater. Barely looks underwater. It looks like a submarine.
I like how
it's like a raft.
Yeah, they have windows on the side, but they're all like on top.
Yeah. Did anybody notice how many mini stars they have? Mary got 60. Cooper got 35. Bill got 26. Yoshi got 42.
Yeah, must be playing a 50-turn game or something.
It always sounds like that all the mini games are like 10 mini stars each or something.
Do you guys actually like this board?
I haven't seen three spaces of it, I can't tell.
I hope that maybe like in the second half of the board it actually goes on the water and they don't just stand on the submarine raft thing and actually get in.
Yeah, I think they have a transition like that. That would be really, really cool.
I like how the spaces are above the water. That's something I've never seen.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, and then the last two, they don't really detail much, but they still raise a lot of questions because one is a full yellow star that we're so used to seeing, and the next one is five mini stars. So, and of course, they're standing in the sky. It looks like the end of a game.
It looks like the end of
Toad Road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for this one, I think that Star Transformers of Five Many Stars, but many people, they said that's the sign of classic. That's the sign of classic mode returning.
I don't buy that at all.
I mean, it's a game, like what? Two things I'm thinking about it is it mini stars combined to stars or bonus stars splitting into mini stars for players to get?
The star one comes first. These are all in order from the site. So.
Yeah, so it looked like it looked like the star transform from one
or the stars like you know, like in Mario Party where the star would go over the player that's the superstar. And then it would just go over that player and then stick there, notifying that they're the superstar, maybe.
Possibly, but they add to the effect of success by splitting it into mini stars first.
Mini stars,
and mini stars pour in, and then some person becomes the superstar, and then the star forms again. It makes for a good cinematic, I guess.
Yeah, true.
Alright. So, trailer.
Yeah, we're gonna try to dissect this trailer as much as possible, so be ready for that. Yeah. So, we're gonna write down as much as we see. So, starting off with the first seconds here.
Yeah, my computer kind of slow now.
Yeah.
From memory, the first thing is like the cannon on Toad.
Yeah, they get shot by a cannon to the that little island in the middle that has the 9 on it.
Oh, can I say something really quick?
Yes.
How cool is the M and the 9 and the P?
Exactly.
I was like, yes, this is awesome.
It's interesting.
You gotta love those
guys. I liked that. I liked that the mountain MP and then the 9 island.
So from that, you can't actually see the space, but as you can tell from the Turk Road image, that is actually like a green no space. So is that the captain space? Is that the captain event space, or is something else the captain event? Like, are captain events both determined by those spaces?
I think most likely. I really don't even know.
And the second thing is also, how do the players get back off the 9 islands? Just stars and then no indication.
Exactly. I know once you go all around that loop look like that 9 loop. It looked easy to travel because of the advanced spaces. And right at the end, it's 3 mini stars, then another 3 mini stars, and then it's 10 mini stars. So I guess it's a race there, but I don't know where you go after. I don't know if you ride back.
There's one possibility is you just jump off like somewhere back on the right side of the board near the beginning, and you have to go through the unlucky route things again. And then because the sign by the cannon probably would disappear or something, then you can go that way, which is the way you have to go. Or the other possibility is that you just fly back, as you said, Bert, to the point where the sign was, and then maybe you crush it or something.
Yeah, and advance from there.
That'd be funny.
Or they'll just have you just vaporize and appear right back where you were. That's usually the cop-out, but...
Typical video game logic.
Yes.
All right, I think the next thing in the trailer was something about Mario hitting the dice block.
Yeah, you were just rolling the dice block somewhere.
Yeah, but the only thing I noticed, which is probably really silly of me, but Mario has an idle animation just before he starts driving the car, and I think it's a little animation which is different from the old breathing animation from the other games.
Where he's kind of moving side to side.
Yeah,
I guess they're improving on that.
and he picks up 3 mini stars. Good for him. And I want to know what this little line says. The additional accessories required for multiplayer mode sold separately. I want to know what
that was funny.
How'd I make the trailer? Yeah, and then after that, okay. There's not anything significant about that. The next one is the jump by Yoshi driving the car.
So it's pretty much the two screens we already saw.
And pretty much they rolled a 16. They get ready to fly over the gap, jump over the flat. I don't know what you call that because it's not even a ramp there. Logic.
It's a
logic. Ooh. And then, right after he go across that cliff, I mean, oh, not cliff, bridge, he get 3 mini stars.
And then there's, of course, the spaces, which, well, you don't really know what they do, but I'm assuming you land and you get mini stars.
Yeah.
And then
after that, we go to the Bob Omb factory board, where right away there's a captain event. Oh, not a captain, just the happening event.
No, the conveyors.
Yeah, the
I think it's the conveyor belt first, yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing, it's the same as before, but the only thing I'm not sure is, does the direction of the car stay preserved, so the direction of travel on the board changes, or does the direction of travel just stay the same upwards, so the car turns and once it lands?
That's what I wanted to know so badly. I wanted to know, so they face it upward, but the arrow said left and they're going down. So I want to know, okay, do they go there and start back going backwards now? I was like, that's a lot of work going backwards.
And it would make the game very long but very boring.
Exactly.
So I hope that they actually just keep direction of travel.
Yeah. That would be funny to see. Then after that, that's when the captain event happens. And one thing I want to note, before we have to get into the captain event, if you pause it in an outward view, you can see a blue space up ahead of all those green spaces. At the end of the road, it was you can see a blue space. So maybe the board continues somewhere from that. I don't know, it's part two of the board or
after,
what.
It's captain event. You can't just have a captain event and they just end the board. It's that was cool. But I think that's the second half or the next major.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Maybe it's the next half.
And you see the Bowser Gate up ahead.
Yeah, after that, there's events. I don't really know exactly how they work. Because they're just running into mini stars and there's a 5 second or five space.
Also, Yoshi was the last person to get onto the platforms, wasn't he? Was he first place?
I don't remember.
He was the last.
In that case, it probably means that it's first gets to choose which platform first, and then second, and third, and fourth.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's just my guess, because it could be something else.
Yeah.
And then after that, we have the boss battle.
And one thing I want to note really quick that we didn't mention yet, Birdo has pretty much all been confirmed to be a character. She's been in screenshots, she's in the trailer in this part, so Birdo is a playable character.
And
she's in first place.
Back to the boss battles.
So they land in the boss battle, and then they have this whole little cutscene here. Daisy, Yoshi, Shy Guy. This is a different board, it looks like, though. Daisy, Yoshi, Shy Guy versus Mario versus the kid.
This is definitely Toad Road, because you actually see the vine going up into the cloud.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
In Toad Road,
it makes sense on Bob-omb Factory, because it's why do you have a nice green sky?
Yeah.
And besides, we already think that Womp is mid-boss of the Bob-omb board anyway.
Yeah,
he looks like the mini boss.
It is most likely compared to that other picture we saw, a warrior climbing up the vine. And usually on Super Mario Brothers, them games, you climb up the vine and you be inside a cloud, up in the clouds. So most likely this belongs to Toad Road.
And just another comment, it's not quite boss battles, but talks about Toad Roads. By that vine is now a lucky space, the blue music note one. So I guess that's what they've changed it to. And that also means that maybe the old footage you remember about Peach going underground?
Yes,
I think that's also dictated by a lucky space, because there are a few pipes near some of the lucky spaces. So maybe they go down the pipe.
Yeah. The boss, it looks really cool. I really like it. I don't know why.
I did the concept look really cool.
Just one question. Do you lose points for getting hit by spinies or falling off?
you might just die, you know? Because, remember that one where Mario wasn't there? Maybe you just die. And it looks like there's a multiple amount of bullet bills you can shoot at once to get points.
Yeah, but I noticed how fast they go. It's from one bullet bill, then two, three, and then some type of little bomb.
Spiny eggs are bad. You don't want to get hit by them.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, and then after that, it looks like there's the platform peril game that we saw from the first trailer.
Also really cool. I really like those mini games.
Yeah, I like the rotating boss they got from Mario Sunshine. Those are cool.
Yeah, and I like the little
point. Oh, yeah, yes, cool. I'm just guessing from that, because there's a heart meter, you fall off, you lose one heart. If you lose all three hearts, you are out, blah, 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 typical stuff. I guess it's maybe because they want to appeal to first-timers. They don't want to ramp it up to the difficulty of, like, Mario Party 1 and 2, where if you fall off, you lose.
Also, look at Waluigi running. It's really funny. He's like, ah! He, like, sticks his feet out like 5 feet.
Anyway. What the heck was that?
That was me trying to be Waluigi. Alright, next thing is the Bullet Bill race thing.
Oh, yeah,
so
that, this one was really cool, because I like racing, and this one looks really cool. It was like you have a speed meter, like the gauge was like a miles per hour gauge. There's boost pads, and then like there's piranha plants sticking out like all over the place. You have to avoid those.
Yeah.
And then there's like
that still remind me from that dual mini game on Mario Party 3. What is it called? Router
something something like that. I know you're talking about the green pipe.
Motor Router. It's a dual mini game. One versus one.
That was awesome. That was freaking awesome.
Yes, that was.
But yeah, same principle.
And this minigame.
Yeah, and it was like, and like when you watch it, Mario gets hit by the piranha plant, and he just like stops all but.
He loses all his speed.
Yeah.
other characters bump. Balls and lose a lot of speed. That's just what I'm thinking.
Yeah, and then
I think because it's sort of traveling left and right, I think you have to twist the remote, which is sometimes annoying. Sometimes I twist it and I go the other direction. I've found that quite often with that sort of racing thing. I mean, talking about Skyward Sword just very quickly with the twisting of the wing to actually steer the cart. Sometimes I steer it one way, I fall off. Link screams, ah!
So, yeah, after that game, that's the Piranha Plant and Hula Hoop game, where everyone's kind of like swimming, trying to get hoops.
Oh, yeah.
And then like all of a sudden, Cheep Cheeps coming out of nowhere and go through them. It was like a random amount.
I didn't think it was a random amount, because when Koopa and Luigi got the pink they got three Cheep Cheeps running through them and get 3 points. Compared to Birdo, she got 5.
Oh, yeah, I didn't realize that. That's probably true.
Yeah, and the only thing I find funny is, like, it takes a long time to do the funny animation, say, yay, I got a hoop, jump through this, Cheep Cheep. So I'm wondering what would happen if you picked it up at, like, 1 second. Would the Cheep Cheeps count or not?
It'd be funny if they showed a Cheep Cheep flying, and you could hope to get 5, and they showed the 2 flying in the air first, that finished, time up.
Oh, that pissed me off.
Next game is just that river game where the bottom just falls.
Yeah, that game was brutal.
I
think if you can, you've got time to punch the bob-ombs out of the way. So
but there's like a 60-second game. That's a lot of time with the bob-ombs.
This minigame reminds me of Wrestling Rapids on Mario Party 6.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
If the Wrestling Rapids was more like attack each other, this is like, oh no, bob-omb, punch them to your opponent so they blow up. Yeah, same sort of.
This next one, the timer is at 0 as soon as we see it. And you got Waluigi and Yoshi run to a room full of the Magic Koopas. And they're like, pissed off.
This reminds me of Locked Out from Mario Party 3. Yes. It's not the same, but it's that sort of style of game. It's like you go into a room. It is the same thing. I was thinking, was there any food?
I hope they give you some hints on which door to go through, because if not, I think this is probably the first locked minigame we saw.
That's what I'm thinking. I hope there's like some sort of technique to it.
Some kind.
All right, next game is the one where Mario is running away from the other three who are driving penguins.
It was like everybody driving like penguin cars.
Yeah, did you notice the path on the ice? I thought it was like a regular path they can go, but it's really a drawn-out path on the ice.
Yeah, there are 5 paths. There's the big one and then the 4 squares. The only thing I'm just thinking, what would happen if team players hit each other by accident? Do they just stop or do they...
I think they'd bounce off each other and go the other way.
Yeah.
No comment on the Goomba bowling again, because we've seen it. And the Bowser Jr. chasing... Oh, yeah, it does show Toad, like, knocking every Goomba out, I think.
And the instructions.
Yeah, and the instructions. So, that's definitely giving more indication that it is not really in the main game. It's an extra game. And with the Chase Bowser Jr. game with the machine, we've seen it before, but we just didn't see the instructions. So now we know that we flick the Wiimote down, is it? Or up? I can't remember. To advance.
Yeah.
Yep, dolphin jumping we've seen already.
Yeah, also,
and then the next game. Wait, the next game is it's got me stumped because you see information about Toad. He's got like 3 dash point things, and he's run away from the others, and there's a goal. But I don't know, is this 4 versus or 1 versus 3? What would happen if, like, somebody tagged Toad? Would, like, somebody else become the guy who has to go to the goal or something? I don't know.
Yeah, I have a question. I have my question on the Dolphin mini game. I noticed how Mario, Waluigi, and Wario jump, and well, Luigi, but when they land perfectly compared to Luigi, who just dies straight in the water. So I want to know: do you have to time your landing or jumping? I don't even know what, because it looks like they jump, but Luigi just dives in more compared to them.
That's true. Maybe it's something to do with like how your Wiimote is directed when you hit the water. Like maybe the Luigi player didn't bother returning to like horizontal, so he sort of dived in. You never know. Maybe because it's... did Luigi get a point in that one? By the way,
no, he missed it.
Well, if he missed it, then that probably explains it. Maybe there's a penalty for missing the dive.
Well, that's a shame. Well, that is a shame.
And then, of course, there's that Shy Guy operating the machinery game, which always reminds me of all those really awesome 1 versus 3 where the one player starts being diabolical and screws people over. It's fun. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got the thunder, which is from the center, you've got air jets, which come out of nowhere, and then the flames. Yeah. But it looks like the cooldown's a little bit too long for some of those attacks. So, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like you can do all 3 attacks at once.
And then just have nothing for the while.
Yeah. Because it looks
I guess that's up to player strategy. It's player strategy there.
Yeah, so it looks like the fire controls the corners, so some people stand at the corners because of the lightning that comes out the middle, and then you got that's the wind. The wind has come out spontaneously.
Comes up from top, and it just goes some direction. Yeah.
I know Koopa got out.
The last thing in the trailer is Mario being happy when he lands on the lucky space. They don't tell us any more information about it, but from the board, he lands by the Mushroom House, and you can see it in the screen, so probably something happens in the Mushroom House.
And there's little steps, so it's like...
Yes.
Perfect.
No, I want to know, is that the store he going to, the buy thing, or...
That'd be interesting, because we haven't seen any kind of shops at all.
That is a really good point. Maybe you use those lucky places to get stuff.
That's right, because they all have those items, but we have not seen any way to get them. They just show up. They just have them.
Unless, hold on, just another thought. Maybe you get the items in the mini game. That would be really odd, but...
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, but as I was saying before, possibly even in a minigame, apart from maybe some mini stars, you might get a dice item, but they could, like, yeah, sorry.
Oh, because I noticed that it was the same lucky space over there on the other side by that little mushroom house. It's on the other side as well.
Yeah.
So you might just go back and...
Yes. Good point. Oh, that could also be a shortcut. No, probably not a shortcut, but I see what you're getting at. There is a lucky space there. Yeah. Mm.
Mario, so one thing I want to note really quick, the car moves fast, and that's really promising.
Exactly.
Yes.
I thought, at first,
you landed. Yay.
Exactly. At first, I looked at the number. It said 65432. I was like, oh, snap. I was like, some speed. Yeah, I know it's a car, but Jesus.
Yeah. actually, just noticing again, just going back to the Toad Road image there, that you know how there used to be like that circle platform? Now they've sort of moved one into the middle of the left side. But I think you have to do that based on landing on those event spaces.
And I see that it's a lot of the mini stars. But I know there's one mini star in the middle. I want to know how do you get that one through the middle.
Sorry, which one?
Because in the Toad Road image, the circles, there's a 10, and I'm looking at it right around the 10 mini stars in the middle where the flower patches are.
Correct. So, then there's like 1, 1, 3, and 3.
Yeah, so I want to know how do you get that one?
Somehow, I don't know. I guess we'll just have to wait until more footage or we get the game.
Yeah.
But yeah, so So that is pretty much all the discussion for
the Mario
Party 9. Trailer and script.
Yeah, anybody have any last words of Mario Party 9 here? Any other thoughts on your mind?
I do.
If I do first.
We actually have a little bit of more news since the last podcast. Another Amazon page said that we're going to have 7 boards. Not the usual thing. 7 boards, and it said 4 minigame types, which
is like, ugh.
Yeah.
4 is very few. Full versus. We definitely know that there is 1v3. We know there's the Bowser Jr. 1v2. Do we categorize boss battles as minigames? Based on what the title said,
I
don't know.
After we did
the hammer space in that case, if it has the same color as the minigame space.
I thought that was the duel, the one where you could take mini stars from another opponent. That's what I thought.
Well, what I'm hoping is that, because in Mario Party 8 and DS, they would have 4-player and duel, so I was hoping that they'd have all these 4-player ones, count them as actual minigames, and then just also make them duel, not count them as, like, 40 minigames, 40 that.
But I hope that there would be original minigames for the hammer space in the process. Like, it's fine to reuse 4-player games for duel, but try not to use them in the same, like, on the duel space. It's sort of like,
So back to the boards, Super Z mentioned that there's supposedly 7 boards according to Amazon. And so far I'm looking at Gamer Guys posting the forum, but so far we have Toad Road, Boo's Hard Castle, Bob-omb Factory, there's the water level, the mountain level that we talked about where the boss was, with the chain chime. And then there's probably a Bowser level, so that leaves us with 1, supposedly.
What theme is that?
Maybe the Bowser's either lava or star themed, space themed. Like, it sort of fits with the whole background of the game being starry and all that. So, it still leaves that little anomaly. What is the 6th board?
Yeah, I would think it's
or 7th board.
Is it probably a sky board? A sky board map? Like a galaxy, orbit, sky? Yeah. One of them.
Maybe a snowboard?
Board.
Maybe a snowboard.
Because I know they said that you gotta go to the galaxy of sky to stop Bowser from obtaining all the mini stars. So that's why I thought of that.
Oh yeah, fair enough. Yep, Cook, what were you going to say?
Oh, I didn't say anything.
All right.
Well, I still think it's some kind of rainbow board because they've been emphasizing that a lot. At least in the box art, just rainbow. So I'm like,
fair enough.
It's gonna happen. And I think that's going to be you're going to unlock the Bowser board, and then sometime later you'll unlock this rainbow one. So I don't think it's part of the... Yeah.
It's kind of like how you unlock the Eternal Star after you unlock Bowser.
Oh yeah, that's true. After Bowser's Magnum Mountain.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Anyone else have any comments?
No.
Not really.
Who?
No. That's it.
So yeah, that's our extensive Mario Party 9 analysis there. Hope you guys enjoyed that. So moving on before the podcast end, we're gonna talk about some Mario Party legacy community stuff. And starting off with the Mario Party 9 information, the forum has been booming lately. We had one of the most active days in about 6 months. Over 300 posts in the forum on yesterday.
Which is a lot for us, by the way.
and with the game approaching, we have a lot of new members. So,
a lot, actually.
Yeah, like fifth degree burn who provided the trailer. Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you to him.
Yes.
Thank you to him.
We also have is it Nintendo Media or something?
That guy.
Also French? Yes?
He's
French.
He's French.
His first language is French.
And DJ Spirit, aka Spirit Slangler, whatever, he came back. That's really cool. Spirit's always been one of my favorite members. So.
Mm.
And there's Fear My Wrench, the new addition to the site staff.
Yes.
We're still working that out, so stay tuned for that.
Pretty much we are getting a lot of new activity.
And then,
like
I said last time, GamerGuy09. And then 2 Yoshi members, YoshiMan222 and Yoshi1999.
Oh, and Bacon Fat.
Is an Australian.
And testing.
You gotta love the names. You gotta love the names of the new members. They're so diverse.
Well, yes.
I guess I'll continue with the community news. In accordance with the 4th anniversary, which we had on the 14th of January, we are currently holding an award ceremony, which we have done last year and I think the year before as well. There are 14 awards which cover various things like veteran members, post-quality, Mario Party information, art, friendship, that sort of thing. So it's go ahead and vote. It's open until, I think, the end of this week, I think. I can't remember how long I set the polls for. And also, I'm going to be posting a topic, which is like the MPL Superstar for 2011, which is like vote for the member of the year, that sort of thing. So that should be up really soon as well. Sunflora, were you going to say something about the Mario Kart 7 Mario Kart Wii stuff?
Oh, yes. There's going to be a Mario Kart Wii and a Mario Kart 7 tourney coming soon, hosted by me and I think Chubster, Chubs, whatever. And yeah, it's going to be like a tournament. So yeah, sign up for that when it comes out.
And so you guys better be checking the form.
Yes. Yeah, I don't have the game, so I'm kind of angry.
Well, there's Mario Kart Wii. You can join
it's
that.
It's two tourneys.
Yes, I have that it's one. I can do that. Yep. I can do that. I can do the Mario Kart Wii. I'd probably be in my house yelling and cussing that if I lose, but I'll have some fun.
Yes, it's going to be very fun. Everyone should join. If you have the games, join. But yeah.
And Super Z, you have something to say as well about.
Yes, this is a little more technical stuff, but
Ooh. We
have a new host. Now, a lot of you guys have heard about Joey. I mean, we've been thanking everyone, and Joey especially, so many times. But he really does deserve it. He's been hosting our site for free for 4 years. That's a long time. Except this last week, we actually had to switch hosts because our site is growing at like an incredible pace, and Joey just can't keep up with us, and so thank him for that.
Thank you, Joey.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Lord. We couldn't do it without you. We couldn't do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. True thing.
And we're still moving into our new host. We actually might be getting another new host. Lots of stuff is still going on with that, so if any problems with the site, just be patient. It'll work itself out, and yeah. Thank you, Joey.
Thank you, Joey.
4 good years.
Ooh, 4 years.
We're ups and downs. The ups and downs on form. Good 4 years. That's the good times.
Oh, and normally, or we would like to start a mailbag for this podcast.
Yes.
So we are going to, we already have an email set up. If you want to send an email, send it to podcast@MarioPartyLegacy.com. All right. Send your question about Mario Party, Mario game, video games, anything really. We'll talk about it. We'll answer it on the air.
Yeah. Don't be shy to ask questions, bro.
And don't ask no complex question now. I'm sorry. I know you can answer ask any question, but don't ask this question if you know we really won't have the answers for it.
Yeah. One thing I want to say, I just step out for a minute, but about Joey, a big thanks to Joey because it's something he does not have to do. We have to stress that a lot. It's something he doesn't have to do hosting the forum.
Indeed.
It's coming off of his hosting, his bandwidth, all that, his salary. So.
Right.
Thanks to Joe. We can't thank him enough. Such a nice guy. He always puts other people first before him, so.
Thanks, man. Definitely.
So, thank you very much.
And on that note, it looks like we are about to wrap up here. So, time to get last words from everybody. Starting off with HJ.
Last words, well, I'll be back in about 3 weeks, so you might see me on the forums, depends on the internet, but I'll probably miss the next couple of podcasts. I don't know how often we're going to do them. The news is phenomenal in terms of how quickly it comes out, so you might have another podcast in like a week. So, yeah, until next time, I guess. So, yeah, I'll be back soon, I guess, on the podcast. So, yeah, thanks, guys, for having me on.
We love having you on. And Dark Boo.
Yes.
What is my last word? Yeah, I can't wait for more Mario Party 9 news. I really can't wait. Because I'm going to get as much news as I can gather. Because I like to start playing the game when I know something about it. Unlike some. But yeah, that's it. Yeah, pretty much.
And Sunflora?
Well, I'm going to be looking more forward to more Mario Party 9 news. I'll catch you guys on the forums, and if we do another podcast soon, you can expect me to be a part of it. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Super Z.
So we have about a month and a half for the North American release, a month and 5 days until the European release. It's gonna get kind of crazy. My brain's already kind of melting, kind of sizzled.
Yeah, trying to organize all this in your brain. Just...
I posted news up and like, all right, that's good. There's 10 more screens. Oh, fantastic.
Oh, okay.
It's going to get a lot worse because the big sites are going to get their copies. They're going to put previews, reviews, screens.
YouTube.
Yes, YouTube. And don't trick yourself. We're pretty major.
Yeah.
So.
And look.
Anybody who's European and gets the game, feel free to tell us about it on the site.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe a guest appearance on the podcast?
Maybe send me a copy?
Yeah.
So yeah,
right.
MarioPartyLegacy.com. That's where you go.
Yep, that's where we are. Mario Party Legacy Forum. As always, you can come talk to us there. And on that note, we are wrapping up the podcast. So I thank everybody for listening. Hope you guys come back for more. Check the site, MarioPartyLegacy.com, for more Mario Party 9 information. And yeah, we're out.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
See you guys.
See you.
Bye.